The 1.2-mile walking trail winds through a forested area and has 7 exercise stations. Ho-Chunk Tribal member Karina Nichols serves as its Lifestyle Balance Project Coordinator. She says everyone's welcome to use the wellness trail, but she particularly nudges those who are on the brink of diabetes.
Our incident rate is running about 16%. National average is like 13%. And I'm talking about type 2 diabetes. From diabetes then comes the heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes. We have amputations that are happening all the time.
Nichols says Native American genetics have made tribal members susceptible to health problems, particularly those tied to sedentary lifestyles and eating fast food.
We look back on our ancestors who were always gathering, walking, and hunting. That's how they survived. Now, of course, we have the computers, we have the video games. We start teaching our children from young ages to sit in front of the TV and watch cartoons. You know, back when I was growing up, you know, you went outside and you played all day.
Nichols says her people can play all they want on the wellness trail. Organizers waited 4 years for it to be built, but finally got the money last year from the Ho-Chunk Nation's Roads Division and a grant from Indian Health Services. The Ho-Chunk was one of 33 tribes to get such a grant for its wellness initiatives. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.